Hi, my name is Steph Mishchuk, and welcome to another episode of the Business of Web Design. In this session, we're going to look at judging character. This may seem like a strange thing to discuss in a web design business course, but let me just suggest to you that this is actually a very important thing because judging character will go a long way to making your life a lot easier. In a nutshell, you don't want to be dealing with a bunch of idiots. You don't want to be dealing with liars. You don't want to be dealing with lazy people, jerks. You know, I'm talking clients. I'm talking people you may hire. I'm talking people you may partner with. Being able to judge character is actually one of the key skill sets that any business owner should try to develop over time. Judging character is definitely a skill, but it also requires talent. I can't give you this talent, this you're going to discover for yourself, but I can help you by providing a few tips that I've used successfully over the years. And in time, you will develop a keen eye and you will be able to pick up little subtleties that will help you avoid dealing with people you probably wouldn't want to deal with. So I have four basic tips. Number one, when you're dealing with somebody, you got to try and look for little lies or exaggerations. Even subtle lies, subtle exaggerations can be indicators with regards to what they may actually be like, because if somebody lies about a little thing, chances are they're going to lie about the big things. So if you do meet somebody, and if you're fortunate enough, and I say that, you know, I'm not being sarcastic here. If you're lucky enough to catch somebody, even in a small lie or exaggeration, I would take that as a red flag. I would take that as a warning that this person has a bit of a dishonest streak in there. So, remember that. If somebody lies about one thing, they're going to lie about other things. Now, lying can be, lying about, minor things like, verbal lies. But if somebody is dishonest with regards to what they say, they're going to be dishonest in other aspects of their lives, including business dealings and so on. Keep that in mind. So, first tip, try to spot little lies or exaggerations. Sometimes what I would do is I try to set up traps for people. I can't come up with an example at this point, but sometimes you can use little maneuvering, see how they do things. And it's really an opportunistic thing in that you find an opportunity where you could set them up to see if they're actually going to, how they might answer something. And see how they see if they're honest or not, and and don't discount little lies as being just little lies. They, from my experience, typically tell you something about the character of the person. Another tip is to take a look at how people treat others, especially people who are lower on the totem pole. So, if you're dealing with a potential client and you see that he's, he's a business owner or something, and you see that he treats his employees pretty badly, take that as a warning, because that's going to extend to you as a contractor or web designer. Or perhaps you meet somebody in a restaurant or a coffee shop for a meeting and see how he treats the waiters, the people behind the cash, see if he treats them with respect and so on. If he doesn't, again, he or she doesn't, again, that could be a good indicator as to what you're going to be dealing with down the road. One general piece of advice I can give, this is the third tip, is to trust your first impressions. I found personally that your first initial impressions, even that a subtle discomfort about somebody at their core, is usually a good indicator of what you're going to find. Sometimes you'll meet somebody and you get that first, that bad feeling. But then it goes away quickly and you start to like the person. But in time, what I found from my personal experience, in time, it's that initial feeling was negative feeling was really sort of it was an indicator of what they were really like, and they quickly covered it up, I guess, either consciously or subconsciously, it's hard to say. And later on, that initial impression 99% of the time for me turned out to be correct. Again, pay attention to your first impressions. Trust your instincts with regards to people. Finally, if you can get this information, look at what they've done in the past. If you can get this, this is great, because people are very consistent in terms of their behavior. So if you can see how they treated people in the past or other companies in the past, or if you're hiring somebody, if you see, you know, if you can get an idea of how they've worked in the past and so on, this is, again, a great indicator of who you're going to be dealing with. So if you can get that information, most of the time, at least many of the times, you won't be able to because it's hard to come across. But if you can, really pay attention to that, because people are consistent. It's very, very hard to change your behavior. So there you go. This is a pretty short session. So what do you want to look for? You want to look for, number one, you want to see if you can catch them in any lies or even exaggerations. You want to pay attention to how they treat other people around them, whether it be their employees, their coworkers, our waiters or cash, people manning a cash at some restaurant or some cafe if you meet them there. Trust your first impressions. That's usually a good warning signal if you get a bad feeling initially, even if it's just a subtle thing. And finally, if you can get this information, look at what they've done in the past. The people are consistent in their behavior. If they've done and acted in certain ways in the past, that you, in ways that you don't agree with, you can be sure that they're going to do the same exact thing in the future. People do not change. Leopards don't change their spots. I'm Steph Mischuk with KillerSites.com and KillerPHP.com. And this was another episode of the Business of Web Design. I hope you enjoyed it.